When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Boom, ba-do, ba-do, boom, lettuce, boom.
You don't have to sing it. You don't?
I don't?
No.
But, I mean, but the theme song's not playing, so I thought right. I should probably...
What is this, episode 61?
This is episode 61, that's correct. We are yeah. now, that means we're 61 years old. Congratulations.
No. But I would think you would know by this point how the theme song works.
Well, it's not. I mean, normally it just starts playing, but it's not playing.
Yeah, because you put it in later.
Yeah. Well, obviously, I haven't done it yet.
No, you haven't, but you will.
Will I? I mean, there's no telling if I will or not. There's no way to tell.
Also, I apologize. I'm eating right now.
Oh, you don't have to apologize for eating. Everyone needs to eat. If you don't eat, you'll die. What are you eating? Are you eating like yogurt with bananas in it and honey?
Just yogurt and bananas. No honey.
You know, Aaron Yanda has that great song about bananas. It goes, bananas, bananas. I love that song.
That's my song.
Aaron Yanda made some great songs. Oh, my God. There's the theme song. Hi, everybody. Lettuce. Welcome to Two Guys Talking About Lettuce. My name is Greg Benson.
My name is Craig Benzine. See, you notice how lettuce. You can't hear the theme song right now. You can't. Even
I'm
you
listening to it right now. It's still going, and now it's starting to fade out.
Okay, you're hearing things that aren't there right now.
I think everybody can hear it, Craig.
Yes, everyone else can hear it.
Okay, so what are you arguing about? Listen, man.
Yeah.
We are friends, and I don't understand why every episode you argue with me about... I say something, and then you just dispute it. You know?
Greg.
Yeah.
You...
It's like that time that you were convicted of armed robbery. Like, ever since then, you have been disputing that ever even happened.
Yeah, because that didn't happen. You just made that up.
Look at you go. There you go again. Now you're, oh, no, I didn't. Look, it's public record that you were convicted of armed robbery and you served 17 years in prison. I don't understand.
17 years?
I don't understand.
What years of my life did that happen? What years?
Craig, I don't...
Was I like 18 to 35?
I guess. Yeah, I don't
that
really...
That would mean right in the middle of me making Wheezy Waiter videos.
I don't know how it worked, but you did it, and now you're trying to deny it. You know what this is, Craig? It's called revisionist history.
That's what you're doing, yes. Because if you look back at my YouTube channel, you will see that I have made videos since 2007.
Okay.
So, and I was not in jail. At the time, I was not.
So they let you out just to make the videos and then you had to go back in at night?
Yes, that's exactly what
Okay, all right. Well, I'm glad you admitted it this time. And everybody, speaking of food, this episode is sponsored by John Ritter's Critter Fritters. Delicious deep fried roadkill chunks in a bag.
Now, does John Ritter, is his family own this company or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they don't own the company. It's just that the John Ritter name was licensed. See, after an actor dies, if they have name recognition, they die, and their family is basically the owner of their name and likeness. And so they licensed out John Ritter's name and likeness because it's on the bag. It's got a picture of him, and he's smiling, giving a thumbs up, which I think was photoshopped. I think it's somebody else's thumb because you'll notice the hand, it's a black hand, and he's a white man. Anyway. So he's giving the thumbs up, smiling.
It seems like it would have been an easy thing to do, to Photoshop John
Ritter. It's not good Photoshopping, frankly.
Terrible
job Photoshopping. Did you finish your bananas and your yogurt?
No, I did not, but my dog is rubbing her face on the rug behind me, and
oh my God,
adorable.
So is my wife. My wife, she's right down there rubbing her face. She's rubbing her face on the rug. It is getting raw. Sweetie, your face is so red. You should get up off the floor, honey. Seriously, you're rubbing your face raw. You know,
when I stayed with you, it was always very weird that Kim would.
And there is no talking sense into her. When Kim gets something into her head, like I got to rub my face on the floor, you know, on the carpet. There's no change in her mind. You know how stubborn women are.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. I feel like that's what you could say about men as well. But,
you know how stubborn men are. You know how they get. They're so stubborn.
The stubborn people are. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I am so full. I just finished a whole bag of John Ritter's Gritter Fritters. And they...
Roadkill? No, is that what you
said? They're delicious deep-fried roadkill chunks. I've always been a fan of roadkill chunks anyway.
Well, anything tastes good deep-fried.
If it's deep-fried, it gets crunchy. You know, they're still warm by the time you get them. I don't know what kind of bag they use, but that bag...
That seems very weird. The bag
keeps them warm. It's like a...
That seems concerning.
Yeah. They're nice and warm.
Okay, let's move on. How much did we get paid for that?
We got paid $19,000.
Why do you see it sound so scared when you say this?
I'm just afraid. I'm afraid to tell you the truth because you can't handle the truth. This whole court is out of order.
Now you're just quoting two different things?
I guess
you can't handle the truth.
And this whole court is out of order? I guess those are two different movies.
Yeah, what is this whole court is out of order from?
A Few Good Men.
No, that's You Can't Handle the Truth.
Maybe you can't handle the truth about what movie it's from then.
Well, I can because I know the truth that's not from a few. Well, maybe it is also from A Few Good Men. I'm not sure, Greg.
Why do I have a dog now?
What?
Yeah, you got a dog in your hands, and when you pet that dog, the dog just closes its eyes like it loves the petting.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Have you figured out, by the way, if it's a boy or a girl yet?
Yes. Yeah, we knew that. We never had to figure it out. We knew that right off
the bat. You just knew it?
Yeah, because they told us, and then we saw it, and we were like, oh, yeah, that's a girl.
Oh, it's a girl?
Yeah, yeah.
And you're sure it's a girl?
I'm sure, yes.
Okay.
Why do you...
Let me just ask a question. Does the dog have a penis?
Why do you need to ask?
Just yes or no. Does the dog have a penis?
No.
Okay, all right, it's a girl then. Because if you said yes, and I'd be like, got news for you. Ain't a girl then. It ain't a girl.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I feel like that should have been implied by me saying it was a girl, that it doesn't
have. Okay, I just thought I'd give it the test, the old test, you know? Sometimes you just have to test dog owners.
The old penis test. Is that the name of this episode?
Oh, how I'd love for this episode to be called The Old Penis Test.
Yeah, but we probably shouldn't do that.
We can't?
Well, I don't know that we can't, but I don't know. It feels like something we shouldn't do.
Maybe we should just call it penis is a medical term. Isn't it medical? Physical?
Physiological. Yeah. It's...
Okay, look. What's the deal with Shakespeare? I mean, people don't talk like that. I mean, who says doth? Seriously.
Yeah. I mean,
Shakespeare's bullshit. No one talks like that.
People may have talked a little like that back in his time.
Back in his time, the 1970s.
They didn't
seriously.
Talk
you think in the 1970s people were going like, "Oh, doth this and doth
now
that."
Now why do you think
I doth want to see this movie, Star Wars? You know,
now,
then,
why
no
do
one
you
said
think,
that.
Now, why do you think Shakespeare is from the 1970s?
Because I was raised in the 70s and people were all about, oh, you should read these Shakespeare plays. And I'm like, all right. And then I read them and I'm like, this is bullshit. People don't talk like that.
Everything people gives you to read, you think, oh, that's from this time.
Well, I mean, not everything. I mean, obviously some stuff's newer. You know, sometimes people be like, oh, have you read, you know, this new J.K. Rowling series? And I'm like, it hasn't come out yet. It's going to be like another 7 or 8 years.
Say that to you?
Some stuff doesn't exist yet. Yeah. Sometimes people suggest I read things that don't yet exist.
Are you friends with psychics?
No. Just some people do. Like Louise, you know?
Your friend Louise is a psychic.
Carlos. Sometimes Carlos will suggest things. Louise, Carlos,
Ignacio. Your friend Carlos is also a psychic, as well as Ignacio.
Yeah. Ignacio sometimes says, like, hey, you know, have you read that?
Yeah. So like, what are people telling you to read now that isn't out yet?
The Stephen King's last novel. His very last novel.
What's it called?
It's called The Derelict of Vermont.
The Derelict of Vermont.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That region of the country sounds about right. That's usually where
Derelicts live?
Where his stuff takes place.
Oh, I thought you were insulting the people of Vermont, and you're like, yeah, Vermont's full of derelicts.
No. That would be a weird insult. But
well, it's also the title of this episode. Vermont is full of derelicts.
All right, that sounds great. Have you ever been to Vermont?
I better make a note of that. Hang on a sec. No, I've never been there, but I hear it's full of derelicts.
I've been there, and I didn't really have any derelict experience. But,
No. Well, just make up one then. What's one of your best made up derelict stories from Vermont?
Well,
yeah,
I was. I don't really want to. I don't.
What, you don't want to insult the derelicts of Vermont?
I really don't. What if we have derelicts listening right now? Derelicts of Vermont.
All I have to say is, if any derelicts from Vermont are listening right now, congratulations! Yeah. You've just won yourself a lifetime supply of John Ritter's Critter Fritters.
Oh no!
Delicious deep fried roadkill chunks in a bag. A lifetime supply.
Who's paying for that?
I think the Ritter family. And by the way, I'll be honest with you. I have had John Ritter's Critter Fritters, and one bag, believe me, is enough for a lifetime. I mean, they're horrible.
Yeah. Okay.
They are terrible.
Now,
are
these talking points?
These are talking points. They don't taste good. They are often poisonous, dangerous to eat. Oh. They will give you food poisoning.
It doesn't sound legal. How are they not legal?
They're not legal, and they are unsafe and horrible.
Okay, and this is a talking point.
Yeah, these are talking points.
I guess it being illegal might be intriguing to some people.
I guess. I don't know. I just think, I don't know. I would avoid them if I were you. I'm just saying, guys, I would avoid them if I were you.
Okay, again, still talking points.
All right, listen, everybody wants to know, because we've been getting a lot of comments about this. What are your thoughts on losing your shared Netflix accounts that you've been sharing, like with your parents or whatever? Like, they pay for it, you log in, you watch their Netflix, now you won't be able to anymore. What are your thoughts on that?
We can still connect with our phone via Google Chrome. So
you can?
Yeah.
Wait, there's a workaround?
Yes. Yes. Well, I assume so far it has worked.
You just connect with your phone, and then they're like, oh, this is a phone. And then you just cast it to your TV so you can still watch Netflix.
Yeah. And it seems to be working just fine.
Man, thank you for giving everybody the lowdown. Thanks for it. As they say, everybody the 1, 2, 3 on this 4, 5, 6.
Huh? Are you sharing your Netflix with anyone?
Yeah. Well, it's not my Netflix. It's my father-in-law's.
Oh, your father-in-law. Yeah, we are using my mother-in-law's Netflix.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, so.
I mean, look, here's the deal. We got on. We pay extra so you can watch on more than one TV at once. So I actually changed his account so that he's paying an extra, whatever, $5 a month or something for that.
Yeah, and she's using other accounts that we have. So
it all balances out.
It's commerce. It's just the flow of media.
It comes down to it, I've just realized I almost never watch Netflix. There's so many other good streaming services, and like we just finished watching Barry. That's on HBO Max, or some people are now just calling it HBO.
Some people are calling it that, but HBO themselves are calling it Max.
Flag Means Death. That's the other thing I mentioned on the last thing. Mm-hmm. We're watching that. That's on HBO.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things on that HBO that are good. Barry, yeah, Barry's a great show. Did you watch Barry?
Yes, we watched all of it. It's great.
That's a really good show.
It goes in bizarre places, and I loved it.
It does. I love that it's full of surprises.
Yeah, just like you. I feel like it's like the show version of you.
Maybe that's why I like it, because you never know where it's going. Just like me, you never know where I'm going.
A lot of murder, you know?
Just like me?
Violence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You never know with me.
Yeah.
You just never know with me. Look, I haven't done any murder yet. I haven't done any yet, but you never know what's in the future. You never know what's going to happen. By the way, if I ever do kill anyone, people are going to go back to this podcast and they're going to play that clip and they're going to be like, see, he warned us in 2023.
Yeah, they're going to be like, I tried to tell everybody, someone's going to say.
Yeah.
I tried to tell everybody. And,
Yeah. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to murder anybody. I don't believe in murder.
Please don't.
Yeah, I don't believe in it.
I don't either. But you never know. Like, you see the movie In the Bedroom? See that movie?
I never saw In the Bedroom. Is that the one where Meg Ryan gets naked?
No.
It's not? That's not Meg Ryan? Who am I thinking of? No. Who's in that movie, In the Bedroom?
No one gets naked in it.
No one gets naked
remember.
In a movie called In the Bedroom. No one takes their clothes off.
Marissa Tomei's in it, but I don't think she gets naked in it.
I mean, that's a ripoff. Hang on a second. Yeah, you're telling me Meg Ryan is not in the Bedroom?
Yeah, you're thinking of, I don't remember what it's called. Meg Ryan did get naked in something. I don't really want to Google Meg Ryan naked, though.
I'm Googling In the Bedroom, Meg Ryan.
Okay.
Yeah, Meg Ryan's bedroom is what I found. She lives in Montecito.
Okay,
Montecito, right. Which is in Santa Barbara.
Yeah. Yeah.
And apparently there's some pictures here of her bedroom. So I was right.
Okay. Now, what were you right about?
That she has a bedroom she gets naked in.
That's not what no one's arguing that.
I'm pretty sure that's what we were talking about.
I think if you would have claimed that Meg Ryan has a bedroom that she gets naked in, I would believe you. I would say, yes, that's very true.
Now you're changing your story.
No. No, Greg. Here's the thing. You go back on what you'd say and you change your story with such conviction that
I'm very good at it. You're right. Now I'm just reading about the movie In the Bedroom. It's a drama indie film from 2001 and the runtime is over 2 hours. Have you ever heard of that before? A movie that runs more than 2 hours?
I have.
Wow. Now Tom Wilkinson is in it. Does he get naked in that movie?
No. He doesn't. He doesn't. Okay. And neither does Sissy Spacek.
Sissy Spacek gets naked in it?
No. She doesn't, unfortunately.
Marissa Tomei is in that.
But it does have to do with someone being led to murdering someone who otherwise would not have ever thought of murdering someone.
Oh my gosh. So, well, thanks for the spoiler.
Yeah.
Wow, this movie has 93% on Rotten Tomatoes. I think people liked it.
It's one of my favorites.
It's one of your favorite movies?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, I guess I better watch it then.
I don't know if it's for you, though, Greg. I just don't know.
Why? I wouldn't like a movie you like? Is that what you're saying?
No. Actually, you might like it. A lot of the time, we have the same taste. So
I feel like everyone's noticed that by now.
Yeah, but sometimes we don't.
We have the same taste in movies. We have the same taste in women. Like everything. Like we have a lot of the same taste.
I don't know. I don't know about. We didn't really talk about our taste in movies. I don't really want to talk about that. But
I was just hoping I'd slip that one past you. I just think you just agreed to everything. Like
You think I'm just not going to notice after all this time?
Well, a lot of times I know you don't really listen to what I say on this podcast.
I'm sorry. What? Ah, see what I did?
Ah, comedy. Comedy.
Yeah.
I set you up and you knocked it down.
Sure.
So look, here's the deal. Our Flag Means Death is not the kind of show that we wanted to watch after Barry. Like when you start to watch a show that's mostly a drama with some humor in it, like Barry, which actually some of the humor is just great. It gets less funny as it goes on because it just gets darker and darker. But it was such a strong show and we're like, we want to watch another show that we just can't wait to watch the next episode. Cliffhangers at the end of the episodes and, you know, all that.
Mm-hmm.
And Our Flag Means Death might be entertaining, but it's not that show.
No,
so
it's a very
I'm asking you,
thing.
Craig, what show should we watch next?
Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. But I don't think you like that show for some reason.
I already watched one and a half seasons of it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I gave up halfway through the second season.
Well, we kind of stopped for a while, and then China was like, let's watch more. And so I watched more and got even more into it. And I think it gets better, and the last season's fantastic.
Really? It better get better. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. I think there's one season that's weaker, and that might be the second or third season.
Interesting. Well, I was not crazy about the second season. Here's the deal. I think that the time period is fascinating. The set pieces are fascinating. The use of like that Lenny Bruce is one of the characters, that's fascinating. I just didn't like the writing very much. I found the writing to be disappointing.
Well,
and also I think we talked about this. She shows her boobs in the first episode, and then I think throughout the rest of the show, she doesn't even show her boobs again. Like, like, what's the point of that?
I can hear what you're saying, Greg.
Yeah. And, you hear the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm hearing what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But listen, so you don't like the dialogue? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I just didn't care for the writing. I will tell you.
Yeah, I think it is the season you stopped on, the one where she's on tour with the singer guy.
Yes,
that's the weakest season, and then it gets better after that.
Gets better.
Yeah, it does.
it's like when someone tells me like, oh, you gotta eat this food. It's an acquired taste.
But you're looking for something that ends in a way where you're like, I have to watch the next one. Mm-hmm. I feel like it gets there with that.
Really?
With Mrs. Maisel. Yeah.
But can you recommend a better show?
Let me think about it.
Yeah, give me a better show.
All right, let me think about it. Well, I know you don't like Succession because that's just about bad people.
I wasn't interested in following those people around for seasons. Yeah. I know everybody loves that show. They talk about how great. Let me ask you about this. How about The Last of Us? We haven't seen The Last of Us.
I liked a lot of The Last of Us. The third episode of The Last of Us is kind of a standalone episode.
Yeah?
It is one of the best things ever. It's a great, great thing.
Nice.
And then after that, it feels like a little bit of a letdown because it's not as good as... It'll never get as good as the third episode.
You know, there's an episode of Barry in the second season that I feel like is one of the best half hours of television I've ever seen. Do you know which episode I'm talking about?
No.
It's the one with the Taekwondo master.
I don't remember.
I'm not going to give any spoilers, guys. Don't worry. But there is an episode in the second season. I think it's maybe episode 7 or something like that. Somewhere in the second season, there is an episode.
Oh, I know which episode.
Yeah, an episode where Barry goes to kill a Taekwondo master and all the things that happen. And it is just, you feel like you're watching a Tarantino movie. And I'm sure that what's the name of the guy who stars in Barry? Will Forte. I'm sure that Will Forte... Sure. Is a big Tarantino. He does great work at Will Forte. He's terrific. Mm-hmm.
It's Bill Hader. Yeah.
Bill Hader is what I said. Bill Hader. Yeah, yeah. And by the way, Bill Hader, like I always thought he was fine on SNL, but Barry, I have so much respect for him because not only is he a great actor and writer, but boy, the guy can direct. Man, that guy's a really talented director.
Yeah. There's some really long, like the, I don't want to spoil anything, but the long take that involved the rocket launcher in one of the last episodes. Do you remember? Do you remember what I'm talking about?
No.
You don't remember at all?
No, not at all. Not
the rocket launcher.
Oh, yes. Yes, the rocket launcher. Yes. Yes, I do remember that. It's great.
That was one long take of it starting with that. It was amazing.
It is excellent. There's also that long take where Sally gets her own TV show and then she's... Oh, sorry. That's a spoiler. Sally gets her own TV show.
No,
sorry, guys.
Spoiler.
Oh, now you know Sally's going to get her own TV show. Damn it.
Well, now they're really going to know because he said it 3 times.
Ah, what? But, Sally gets her own TV show?
Oh, my God.
I said it again. God. So if people
now
missed it before...
Now they will never forget.
Sorry, everybody. Now I feel terrible. All right, let's not talk about the show anymore. I don't want to spoil it for anybody who doesn't know that Sally gets her own TV show.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Okay.
Oh, look, it's time to start the Patreon-only bonus section starting right now.
Okay. Now let's talk for real. You hate the show Barry, right?
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
We're not yet in the Patreon section.
Oh, my God.
It didn't actually start.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? Good. It's supposed to start then, but it didn't.
It felt like we were in it. It really did.
Yeah, but we're not in it yet. Oh, it's starting right now.
Okay.
Okay, that time it did start.
Okay, did it really?
Yeah, it did.
I really
have
my
doubts. It didn't. No, it didn't. We're not
in
it yet.
Now I will never think we're in it. I will never think we're in it.
This portion of Two Guys Talking About Lettuce has been edited out for your listening inconvenience. If you wish to hear the complete, unedited version with the bonus talking, be sure to visit patreon.com/twoguystalkingaboutlettuce. And now, back to the edited, not as good version of the podcast.
That's the end of the Patreon-only bonus section. Hope you like that. Boy, there was a long pause when Craig was gone. I got to speak on my own.
Yeah.
It was very exciting.
Was it? What did you talk about while I was gone?
I don't know. I don't remember. But whatever it is, it was good.
You're going to edit it out, aren't you?
Nope.
Okay.
I don't listen. We had extra Patreon-only bonus minutes this time. Extra minutes.
This is exciting. This gives me a reason to listen to this podcast now because there's a section that I don't know what you say.
Yeah, every once in a while that happens to me. Sometimes I walk away. You know what? I'm going to do that right now. I'm going to go walk away.
You don't. You don't walk away, though. That's not something.
I'm going to walk away right now, and you get an extra. You get a minute. Here, hang on a second.
One minute?
Hang on. Set a timer for 1 minute.
Wait.
Okay, go.
Is this like your way of like getting back at me or something? Because I walked away even though you told me to walk away. And it's not even fair because I was doing it in the Patreon-only section. And now you're making me do this for the public, for everyone. Oh, he's gone, guys. He's completely gone. And it's just you and me. And an empty bowl of yogurt. Well, it's not empty. It's got little remnants in it. Sometimes I wonder what... You know, think of all the ketchup packets in the world that we throw away. We throw away ketchup packets or mustard packets or mayonnaise packets, whatever. They have a little bit left. A little bit left. What if we gathered up all of the ketchup packets and mustard and mayo, little bits that are thrown away? How much mustard and ketchup and mayo would that be? Think of the waste. Humans are wasteful, Greg. Wasteful. Greg's back, by the way. Now there's is there a phone ringing? Alarm going? Oh, it's your alarm.
That was my 1 minute alarm. Your minute is up. I hope that you made the most of your time. Did you make the most of it?
I feel like yes. It was the best minute of my life.
Was it? Seriously? Was it really? Because you didn't have me interrupting you? Is that why you're saying that? Rude.
Yeah, I got to go on one of my diatribes.
Oh, you talked about dieting?
No.
With a tribe? I feel like Native Americans who lose weight are a diet tribe.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That was okay.
That's safe. You can say that.
Yeah.
Nothing offensive about that. It's true.
I know, but when someone comes up to you and says, "I feel like Native Americans," you're going to get a little. I don't know if I want to hear or be associated with.
Can I be honest? I want to be honest with you about something. I feel like black people.
Oh no!
Are exactly the same as everyone else.
Oh, Greg. Yep. All right. Are you okay?
Sorry,
very
I froze.
Still.
I froze. I think we must have had a bad connection there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. What's next?
Well, I have some lettuce news.
Hey, listen. Before you get to that, in the last episode, you mentioned that you had some lettuce news, and we never got around to it. Would you mind doing that first?
Okay, I'll do the lettuce news that I was gonna do. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's hear your lettuce news. This is gonna be great. I'm so excited. It's my favorite part.
Yeah, I think you're going to like this one.
Oh, great.
Insulin grown in lettuce can be taken orally.
Insulin grown in lettuce can be taken orally.
Yes.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I didn't read the article, but I thought the headline would be something that you would enjoy.
I did not.
You did not enjoy that?
Did not enjoy that in the least.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Why? What was wrong with it?
I just didn't like it.
I didn't care for it.
I just feel sad.
sad? Why sad?
I don't know. Something about that headline just made me feel sad.
What about insulin makes you feel sad? Or taking things orally?
I don't know. I feel like that's just going to poison a lot of people. Look, everybody's got plenty of insulin, like in their attic and in their walls and stuff. And it helps
what?
Keep a house cool.
What?
And
insulation?
And you should not. You should wait a minute. What?
Insulation.
Oh, okay, that's different.
Yeah.
Those are two different words.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And those words mean very, very different things.
Okay. Yeah. So people have insulin in their attics.
No.
Not insulation.
No. Other way around.
I do know some diabetics who keep their insulin in their attics.
Well, that might be true. Maybe this nice cool place.
It's cool. Yeah. There's plenty of room. You know, to store your insulin up there, and then whenever you need it,
I guess it could be a hot place. It might be a little hot there.
Whenever you need it, you grab the ladder. You take the ladder up. You put it, and you climb up in there. You go get your insulin.
Yeah, it seems inconvenient. Why put it in the attic?
I really don't know. You can't judge people for the decisions that they make.
It's like we decide, okay, we're going to put our dishes, our bowls and our glasses and things in the attic.
Yeah.
So that, whenever I want to have a bowl of cereal, just get the ladder.
Yeah.
Climb up.
Hey, I'm guilty of putting weird things in the attic. We put our air conditioning unit in the attic. Our furnace, if you will. It's in the attic.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I'll show it to you when you come here.
Okay.
You can change the filter out for me. You can go up in the attic. It's time to change the filter out. Put a new filter in for me.
What a thing for a guest in your home to do.
You can do it. I'm not going to stop you.
Make me feel like I'm useful, like I'm accomplishing something.
I just thought you'd enjoy seeing a part of the house you'd never seen before.
Are we going to swim in your pool, Greg?
No.
Greg has a pool, not
limits.
Greg.
Off limits.
Oh, off limits? Why?
Yeah.
That's not a good reason. That is not a good reason.
Yes, of course, we're going to swim. That's what I look forward to. We're going to swim. We're going to float. We've actually.
What kind of activities will we do in the pool?
Barbecue. We can bring the grill into the pool.
No.
I got this thing. You can put the grill on and it floats, and then you light the grill and you just throw some steaks on there.
Okay.
Throw some shrimp on the Barbie, as they say in England.
That's Australia, but
That's how Australians say that in England. They just when they go to England, they're like, "Let's throw some shrimp on the Barbie."
They might do that. They might, but they also say it in Australia.
Do you think in the new Barbie movie, anyone's going to throw shrimp on her?
I mean, maybe that sounds like a good sight gag.
Yeah, I hope so. I threw some shrimp on the Barbie.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
If you directed the movie, that'd probably happen three times.
That'd be the whole movie. Just be the whole movie. Just people throwing shrimp at Barbie. Speaking of movies, I miss auditioning for movies and TV shows. This writer's strike is going on too long. It's time for the whoever to pay the writers whatever. You know what I'm saying?
If I can get
specific.
You're not getting specific, though. But.
I miss auditioning so much that last night I had a dream, and this is a true story. I had a dream that I got an audition alert. There's a thing called Actors Access, which is part of Breakdown Services. And you, whenever an audition comes up from your agent or your manager, you get an email or a text from Actors Access saying, you have an audition. And then you have to log in to Actors Access, and you have to see what the audition is. And then as long as you want to do it, you confirm, and you almost always want to do it. So you confirm, and so this morning I woke up, and I was like, oh, shit, I forgot to confirm that audition I got yesterday. Turns out it was a dream. I did not get an audition.
Wow.
I just dreamt. But you ever do that sometimes? You dream something, and the next morning you're like, oh, man, I got to take care of that, and then it was a dream.
Yeah. It usually involves my inner demons.
No. Don't get me started on inner demons.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. It sounds like you want to get started on inner demons.
No, don't get me started on them.
Okay.
I don't want to get started on my inner demons.
My dreams generally involve What do my dreams don't make any sense, Greg? It sounds like your
Well, no one's dreams make any sense.
But you don't even want people to talk about their dreams.
I know. Right? I know. I had this dream last night that we were at a chicken place, but they didn't serve chicken, and we had some celery, but it was not even on a plate. We were just holding it in our hands. But your face was like a monkey face, and it's like, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it. And then we go up the staircase, but it's our house, and then I was like, oh God, don't. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, the inconsistency of setting in the dream is really frustrating.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And that happens to everybody.
House, yeah.
Yeah.
My daughter, I remember when as she was starting to be able to talk.
You have a daughter?
I do, yes.
Okay, great.
Yeah, you're very aware.
Okay, go on. Go on. You don't need to stop your story. Just tell your story.
She's been to your house.
All right. Yes. Tell me about your daughter. She sounds nice.
As she was getting, you know her. You know. Okay. Her. Okay. So, and she was starting to be able to talk, and she just would all of a sudden reference like, I don't like it when the scary thing comes.
Huh?
She just started saying like, when she's going to bed, she doesn't like it when the scary thing comes.
Oh my God! What are you doing to that poor girl? That's horrible. What's the scary thing?
I don't know. I still don't know to this day.
So she is having nightmares? Is that what she's talking about?
She probably was. I don't think the scary thing comes now. But yeah, she just referred to the scary thing. The fact that it was just one scary thing specifically like made me think like is there really demons in this house?
Maybe.
You know.
I mean, they say that young children, you know,
Yeah, they say that young children, you know. That's what they say.
They do say that. Yeah.
People have said that. Yeah. I'm sure.
Hey, young children, you know. Yeah. See, even people I said do, it.
Yeah. Greg, yeah, you ever think you should be a talk show host?
Oh, I'm that's what I am right now. Mm. Here's what makes a good talk show host. Impressions. Yeah. And if you know anything about me, you know that I am a master at impressions, and I've been working on some new ones. I don't know if I've done these for you before, but
I don't think that makes a good talk show host, go ahead.
I do. Yeah. All talk show hosts are good at impressions. So I have some new impressions I've been working on. Mm-hmm. I want to share. And if you're watching this on YouTube right now, this is going to be a little visual, this first one.
Yeah.
Or possibly completely visual.
Okay.
This is the man whose wedding proposals always fail because he doesn't know what to do with his face. Okay? Once again, a man whose wedding proposals always fail because he doesn't know what to do with his face.
This is a very visual impression, yeah.
Okay. I think it is.
Yeah. All right.
Dolores, Denise, we've known each other.
Okay, no, I feel like there's another reason why the proposal isn't working.
What? Why?
Well, not knowing the name of the person.
That's just bonus. That's just bonus. Okay. It's just bonus impression for you.
Okay.
That's
bonus. All right.
Danny, we've known each other for...
The name changed again. Yeah.
We've known each other for 2 months now. And it's been...
It could also be because they didn't know each other for very long.
And these have been two of the most
pretty quick
average months of my life.
Okay, yeah, and I can see many reasons why the proposal is failing. So,
and Dan, I like you as a friend.
Okay. all right.
But not more than that.
Okay.
And would you do me the honor?
There it is, the face. Okay.
Would you do me the honor?
I feel like before you even did the face thing, you already lost the proposal. It was already a horrible. I mean, just having a relationship for only 2 months, it's not ready. You're not ready.
Hey,
for
listen.
A proposal.
Hey, listen. Yeah. My grandparents, my dad's parents, knew each other for 2 weeks before they got engaged, and then they were married almost immediately. And
people were betrothed, right?
They were married. Forced. They were married for like 70 years.
Wow,
something crazy like that.
Well, they were probably guilted into it for some reason.
No, they just, they were both immigrants. They met in New York City. One was from Russia, one was from Poland, and they met and they fell in love, and 2 weeks later they got married. And they were married all their lives until my grandfather passed away.
Wow.
Yeah.
Would that help their citizenship in any way, getting married?
I think that, no, they moved in here at a time when you got citizenship. You were able to move. You come through Ellis Island, and Mr. Ellis would be like, welcome to my island. Here's your citizenship. Yeah. And they'd be like, thanks, Mr. Ellis. And then they went off
they
and got married.
They would say it like that? Perfect
yeah.
English?
Thanks, Mr. Ellis. Sure is great to meet you, Mr. Ellis. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
They did their research before
I
they
like
came,
your island, great. Mr. Ellis.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's amazing. Yes, there. But I still feel like most of the time, especially if you just say that you like them as a friend, 2 months is not long enough.
Yeah. And also, I don't know if you noticed, but the person's name went from female names to male names.
Right.
And I feel like if you don't even know if the person that you're dating or friends with is a man or a woman.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a good beginning to a relationship. There needs to be transparency. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. You probably should know more about the person that you're going to propose to.
That's all I'm saying. All right. So hang on. Here's another. I think I may have done this one before, but I've been working on it, and I feel like it's gotten better. So even if I have done this before, I'm doing this one again.
Okay.
This is a guy who is so nervous to meet the president of the United States that instead of shaking the president's hand, he accidentally gives him a hand job. Have I done this one before?
This sounds familiar.
Okay, all right. So once again, but
I don't know if you did it on this or if you did it on Bad Movies Live.
I'm just excited about this. It may have changed a bit, but here it is. The guy who is so nervous to meet the president of the United States that instead of shaking the president's hand, he accidentally gives him a hand job.
Accidentally, yeah. Okay.
Accidentally.
Okay. I don't know how you can accidentally do that, but yeah.
Okay. Oh.
Is this going to be visual also?
This is a little visual. Yeah, this is a little visual.
That's unfortunate. Okay.
Hello, Mr. President. It's a pleasure to meet you. Hi, my name's Jerry. Pleasure to meet you. Oh my God. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh my God. I don't know what's... I'm sorry, Mr. President. Oh boy. I don't know how to stop.
Just stop. That's your best impression. I think.
I think honestly, what it is he just has bad aim with his hand. He just misses.
Well,
the hand is up here. The crotch is down here.
It's more than that. It's like he can't stop doing an activity. He just can't stop.
Well, I'm sure you've been that way also. I'm sure you've been like, I'm only going to eat like three more marshmallows in this big bag of marshmallows, and then before you know it, the whole bag of marshmallows is gone. You've eaten an entire bag of marshmallow, a whole pound of marshmallows.
Eating is a good analogy, but not marshmallows. I don't think marshmallows is the thing that...
It's a big bag of marshmallows. By the way, when you come here, I want you to know we're already doing some shopping for you guys, and I have a big bag of marshmallows with your name on it.
Oh, well.
Yeah, and they're the full size. They're not the mini marshmallows. They're the full size marshmallows.
Why do you think that we are like marshmallow...
Just in case you want to eat a bag of marshmallows. Going to give you a whole bag, and they are fresh. I feel like you want to eat fresh marshmallows. You don't want to eat the stale ones.
They're fresh now.
Yeah.
They're fresh now.
Yeah, they're fresh now. So we're going to open them and make sure they're ready for you. We're going to put them in a bowl and
right
just
now.
Leave them. Yep. Leave them in a bowl in the guest room.
So like a week later, we'll show up.
Yep. And you got that bowl full of fresh marshmallows just waiting for
you. No, they won't
be. You can eat the whole bowl.
First of all, I don't even like marshmallows that much.
Well, don't say that to the marshmallows. You will offend them.
Marshmallows are not alive.
You never
want to
offend a marshmallow. I think we both can agree with that.
You can't offend a marshmallow.
You don't want to even try.
People can quote me on that. You can't offend a marshmallow. I want that on my tombstone.
Okay. All right. Next week, we'll make sure that's on your tombstone.
Okay.
By the way, I got a tombstone guy, by the way. No, I don't mean you're going to die next week. I just mean get your tombstone ready.
Okay.
You know, you got to pay for ahead of time.
Yeah, right.
You got to pay in advance. He's not just going to like carve
You're going to hand me a tombstone when I get there?
They have to chisel. They have to chisel any message that you want in there.
I understand.
They charge by the letter. It's not cheap.
Well, are you going to hand me a tombstone first of all when I get there? Are you going to hand me a tombstone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I you don't have to do that. That's okay. I don't feel like shipping a tombstone. It feels a little premature to worry about my tombstone.
No. I think you're looking at it the wrong way. You don't ship the tombstone to Wisconsin. You leave the tombstone here, and then when you die, they just put your body on a plane, just like on Southwest, just a cheap like Southwest flight.
Okay, sure.
And they bring your body on the plane, and you're like, sorry, this guy's drunk. And then they just set you down in a seat.
Oh, they weekend at Bernie's?
LA? Yeah, he's so drunk. Look at him. Yeah. Look at him. He's dead drunk, is what they'll say. And then wink, wink.
Yeah. Well, my body probably have decomposed some and probably smell pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he hasn't taken a shower in a while.
Who's the one? Who are the people doing this? Who?
Just some day workers you pick up at Home Depot. Just that's what they're for. They just want to work.
Who's picking them up? I'm dead.
They just want to make money. Can you just please support these poor day workers who just want to make some money?
I totally understand that, and I hope they can find a way to make money. But hauling my dead body across the U.S. is not the
best
way.
Is entirely reasonable. Is that what you're going to say? It's entirely reasonable thing to ask day workers to do.
Who's going to hire them? I will be dead.
Well, obviously, Ada. Ada is going to hire day workers to take your dead body on a Southwest flight to the Burbank airport because it's much more convenient.
And for who?
Whoever's going to be picking you up. And whoever's picking you up to go onto the plane and get you.
Well, whoever is picking me up might live near LAX.
Oh, man, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Now I feel like the whole plane is messed up.
Why do I have to go to California?
Well, because your tombstone is here and it's too expensive to ship a tombstone. I think it's easier just to collect frequent flyer miles and your flight is free, okay? That's all I'm saying. You're not going to need your frequent flyer miles after you're dead, so just use them one last time.
Okay, I'd rather use them while I'm alive. I think that would be...
Ooh, that's a better idea. Man, Craig, you think of everything.
I mean, I think of just logical things that are, you know, based on the conversation I'm having. You know, that's really what I think of.
Okay. I want to do a third impression for you, but I don't want to do one that I've prepared. I want to show my talent that I can do impressions at a moment's notice.
Okay.
So I would like for you to assign me an impression.
Impression?
Okay? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Jack Nicholson eating a sandwich.
No.
No celebrities?
No. I don't do Jack Nicholson. I could do Jack Nicholas.
Oh, so you don't want... It isn't a moment's notice.
It
then.
Is.
We're just doing impressions.
I can do, so Jack Nicholas, go on, eating a sandwich.
No. Okay, Jack Nicholas, the golfer.
Yeah.
You have an easier time doing an impression of Jack Nicholas, the golfer, than Jack Nicholson, the guy who you can see the face of and hear the voice of all over the place.
Yeah.
Your whole life.
I can do Jack Nicholas.
Yeah. Jack Nicholas, the guy I don't even know what his voice sounds like.
That's not my fault.
Why you can do it, because nobody knows what his voice sounds like.
Everyone knows what Jack Nicklaus sounds like. I mean, after they named that beverage after him, you know, the Jack Nicholas, the one that's like...
You
it's
mean
like,
the, yeah, the Arnold
half,
Palmer?
It's yeah, it's like half lemonade,
they named the Arnold
half
Palmer
iced tea.
After Jack Nicholas?
After golfer Jack Nicholas, absolutely.
Okay, yeah, I get what you're saying.
Okay.
So, Jack Nicholas eating a sandwich.
Right.
And then going to a birthday party.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, here it is.
Now he's doing walking motions, and now he's looking around like he's at a birthday party, and he's hugging someone.
I hugged the birthday girl.
Okay.
So yeah, it's an 11-year-old girl who's having a birthday party.
Worst impression I've ever seen.
What are you talking about? You saw exactly. I ate the sandwich and I went to the birthday party and I was Jack Nicholas.
I did not. Okay, the was Jack Nicholas part. Like, there's no way anyone would know you were Jack Nicholas.
I just told you I was Jack Nicholas.
And I don't even know if it would be possible for you to do an impression of a golfer Jack Nicholas, and me to know specifically that it was Jack Nicholas and not Arnold Palmer or some other... or Tiger Woods or whoever.
Okay. All right. All right. Let me just give me one more shot because I feel like I can make it better. Hang on.
All right. All right.
Okay. Oh, man. Uh-huh. Man, I sure do love eating sandwiches, and I sure am Jack Nicklaus, the golfer.
I knew it. I knew that's what you were going to do. Okay.
My phone's ringing. Hello. Yeah. Hello, Jack Nicklaus.
Okay. See, if you would have just done that.
No, you got the wrong number. You're looking for Arnold Palmer.
Yeah.
No, not of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. That's Keith Palmer. No, that's the palm of your hand.
Yeah.
Yes, the golfer. Yes, Arnold Palmer, the golfer.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, bye-bye. We just have some more of this sandwich now because I'm Jack Nicklaus.
Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, hang on a second. Phone's ringing. Hello, Jack Nicklaus. No, you're looking for the actor Jack Nicholson. Nicholson.
Yeah.
Yes, he was in The Witches of Eastwick.
A lot of wrong numbers.
Okay.
A lot of, yeah.
He was also in Carnal Knowledge.
I guess he probably shouldn't just be in the phone book like this.
Okay. Carnal Knowledge, yes, with, yes, Anne Margaret. Yes, and Art Garfunkel. All right, sure, I'll do that impression for you. Sandy, why you always gotta be such a goddamn pain in the ass? Okay, bye-bye. I think I'll have some more of this sandwich because I'm Jack Nicklaus. Mmm. Mmm. Okay, the end.
No birthday party.
No, he decided not to go to the birthday party. The phone calls made him so late that he's just like, I don't want to arrive at the end of the birthday party. My phone's been ringing off the hook.
He needs to take himself out of the phone book, I think.
Yeah.
Which is weird. No one even uses phone books anymore, I don't think, as far as I know.
You know, they still deliver one to our house every once in a while, and there's a number you can call that's on the back that says if you don't want the phone book delivered. And I'm like, well, why do I got to make a call just to tell you not to drop off trash at my house?
Yeah.
Just don't drop off trash at my house.
But that's not going to work. You're still going to get the trash at your house.
I'll be honest with you. I called that number, and they no longer drop off the phone book at my house.
You did it.
I did.
But you felt like a sucker the whole time, didn't you?
I did. But I'm like, now look at me. Now I'm doing all the work, you know?
Yeah.
That's the end of this. I'm sorry. The closing theme song's playing. Listen, save your thought for next time, Craig. I'm sure it's amazing.
I'm sure we'll continue my thought for next time.
Next time, just continue where I left off.
I will write it down, and I will only think about it until next week when we do another.
You better write it down. That's your responsibility. We'll catch you next week, guys. Thanks so much for listening to Two Guys Talking About Lettuce. The next time you hear us, we will be in person with each other, and I'm so excited.
I'm so excited to smell you while we record.
Oh, my God.
I'm so excited.
I'm going to smell great.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah.
Catch you soon, folks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.